Tech Talk Tuesday, as per usual, here on Smile FM with TNS Jansa van Rensburg, a band with blog.co.za. TNS, as always, welcome to Smile FM.
Thank you.
Artificial intelligence. It's still a very scary subject, I think, for a lot of people because, we know of it. Do we understand it? Really? I don't know. but you hear there's been a lot of buzz in the field of AI recently, just from me looking around socials, exactly. Those kind of things, websites. What is the latest? Because I hear there's some pretty interesting news.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm sure everybody would have seen over the last couple of months, ChatGPT has come to the prominence. It's a new natural language processing AI from the company called OpenAI. And in the past, they've had a couple of very interesting AI projects that also, create a bit of buzz, but ChatGPT is on another level. So when they launched to the public, it has the highest take-up of any website ever. So they reached 1 million active daily users in 5 days.
What?
In 5 days. And I don't know what those numbers are now, but it's fascinating. So ChatGPT, effectively, you can have conversations with it. You can ask it questions like you would have on Google, and it can give you really good answers. You can even give it a piece of code in pretty much any coding language. And you can ask it, what is wrong with this code? And it'll fix it for you. It is absolutely fascinating. And it does it through an AI that doesn't really understand what you're asking it. What it does is it scrapes essentially the entire history of the internet. And it processes the language that is used. So it can even write stories. It can it can edit your articles for you. The use cases here are pretty vast, and it's making a lot of people set up a notice. And it's going to be a massively important tool, I think, for a lot of people this year.
Look, absolutely. And here's my question quickly. Something like this, if you take a look at something like, hey, fix my article, I just wrote this, and first and foremost, is it accessible to everyone, or is it some sort of a kind of a subscription-based thing that you need to pay for, or how does it work?
Yeah, so when it launched, it was 100% free. I got on very, very early, so I'll probably still have an account, but they've said that they have to start to monetize it now. It's going to be something like $7 a month to you, so not exorbitant, but it'll still have a free version. It just means that your questions will be lost in the list if there's some people that are paying. So obviously, this takes a lot of computing power, and their servers can only handle so much at any given time, especially when there's millions of people asking it questions at the same time.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you. It's not as if you can log onto this service and you can, oh my goodness, I just wrote an essay. I am bored. I don't want to go through it. I'm tired. Check it. What is the turnaround time?
No, we're depending on seconds. We're talking seconds here.
Really?
It is fascinating what it can do. So if you go to our website, bandwidthblog.co.za, I've started a series of articles that I just asked ChatGPT to please. The first one was, please write me a short story about South Africans in a sci-fi space exploration story. And it just wrote me 1,500 word short story about Dr. Dlamini, that is a space captain. And it's so interesting. And again, this happens in seconds. You can imagine millions of people get their feedback in seconds. It's a bit slower than Google, but it can do quite a lot more than Google. And this is why Google is starting to panic. Their biggest, OpenAI, the company that built it, their biggest investor is Microsoft. And they got back in early, and now they've invested another bunch of billions into this company. And they've already said ChatGPT will be coming to Microsoft Office. So imagine how powerful that'll be in Word and Excel. Mm-hmm. It'll be coming to Bing, which might finally make Bing competitive against Google. It's going to be fascinating to see how this evolves.
My goodness. A lot of the stuff that you just said still goes over my head a little bit, and I'm sure a lot of people out there. My discomons for jou hier het, en is bye donkey. This is fascinating. I think this calls for a lot more discussions between you and I.
Let me give you one last example quickly. So it can even learn very quickly with the more questions it gets. The one guy I saw went on and he said, what is 2 + 7? Obviously, he said it's 9. He said, but my wife said it's 10. And the AI said, no, it's 9. This is how you do the arithmetic. It actually shows that. And he said, but my wife is always right. And then the ChatGPT said, oh, no, you're correct. Maybe we got confused.
So it's got a bit of humor as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. Tennis, thank you very, very much. If people want to go check it out, where do they go?
Just go to chat.openai.com and you can create your account there.
chat.openai.com. Mense, die wêreld gaan baie verander. Dit is verseker. Thank you very much, Tienas. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday. Scary one, I suppose. You're on Smile FM.